League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Neil, your thoughts? I think it was a slow start. We kind of paid for that. But the second half, we hit the bar twice. I mean,
we didn't get going first half. Well, I'm saying we didn't get going. I thought we sat a little bit too deep. I thought we gave them a little bit too much space in between the lines. Addressed that at half-time. Made a tactical change with Tabonga coming off and Joe coming on. And I thought we was excellent tonight, second half. I thought the referee was excellent tonight, apart from one decision, which cost us up. But that's football. You know, I can't fault his performance. It's a tough one. Is it a soft foul? Probably. Yeah, it is.
The trouble is, it is a soft foul.
Yeah.
You know, I'd look straight away at the referee because 9 times out of 10 they do give them.
Yeah.
And the ball was, I think the ball was stationary when they took it. So.
And then, you know, we were on the front foot. We were playing superbly well. Like I said, we hit the bar twice. Joel scored. You know, we had another opportunity. And I thought, go on, we're going to win this. But a decision in the second half cost us. But I'm not going to mow. I thought he was excellent tonight, the ref. I thought the way he controlled it after an incident in the first half, the way he spoke to both benches, you know, he was in control. But we've lost the game of football, but we've been on a fantastic run. You know, the bubble has burst in terms of our unbeaten record. But I said to the lads in there, that's how we respond, it's how we bounce back, and that's what good sides do.
I mean, you said it's bad enough being the manager of FC United because everyone wants to be FC United. FC United top of the league is another level.
Yeah.
And guys, they were another level tonight. They really wanted it, didn't they, in the first half.
I just said to the lads, I've walked in the dressing room and I said, if you didn't know what it was like to play for FC United, you do now. You know, the response at the end of the game, their fans, the management team, you know, Elaine, you know, everybody. I'm really glad they've had a good time tonight, you know, and fair play to them for winning. But, you know, that's what it means to beat FC United, which we'll take that. You know, congratulations to the guys. I think, you know, that's football. We've just got to dust ourselves down now and get ready for Lancaster.
How do we bounce back from that then? Because now they know, you know, that's a tough team. And we all know Lancaster are equally a tough team.
Listen, every team, I've said they want to beat us and want to get a scalp over us and want our game plan to come and beat us. Looking forward to Saturday now. This might not be a bad thing, you know, losing to Liver's Edge in the trophy, a bit of a wake-up call. I don't think the performance tonight was a wake-up call, but the performance second half, some of the balls that Gribbin played through were out of this world, you know, and they don't play a great deal of football. They go very direct into Cassidy, again, which is fine, but we play a good brand of football and we've done well tonight. So I don't know if it's a case of bouncing back. It is bouncing back with the result, but in terms of performance, you've got to keep it going. I'm hoping to have Donoghue, Griffiths, Vincent back for Saturday. So, you know, it bodes well, but I've said to the lads in there, you know, if you can go 7 games unbeaten, you know, 4 or 5 times this season and have a little blip, we'll be where we need to be at the end of the season. So let's not panic. We've had some unbelievable results over the last few weeks. You know, let's digest it. Let's look at what brought us a success. And like I said, congratulate them tonight and we'll move on and we'll get ready for Lancaster.
And a substitution masterstroke, Radwell Grant scoring straight away.
Yeah, I thought, Tavs didn't do a great deal wrong. We just couldn't get him in the game. I thought we'd isolated Linney a bit too much. And, you know, Linney was up against Danny Ellis and Danny Ellis wanted to kind of rough Reeves up a little bit. So just gives Reeves a bit more protection than Joe. And, you know, great ball, great finish, you know, and hopefully that'll be the start of something to come and, you know, him and Regan get that partnership. But I was pleased with everybody. I don't think I can fault a second half performance. It just wasn't to be and, like I said, a decision's gone against us.
Well, Neil, a big thank you for joining us. Commiserations tonight, but as managers and players always like to say, we go again.
We go again.
And we'll see you Saturday.
Yep.
Thank you for joining us.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.